5-year-old Isaac Powell is the first child in line to meet Mr. Claus.
I came up here just because for the Santa tree.
Isaac's family is one of many that traveled from Whitehorse to Skagway. Before the train ride, each child gets to sit on Santa's lap and tell him what they want for Christmas.
I'm going to say I want a train.
You want a train? You want a toy train?
Yeah, a toy train.
For kids like Ashlyn Johnson, this event has been their first opportunity to ride a train. She's excited about that, but she's more giddy about meeting Santa.
Well, I can ask him what I want for Christmas this year. You know, like, the Zoomer dog that, like, moves around and acts like a real dog? I wanted the husky one.
Skagway Mayor Mark Schaefer is standing near the railroad with his great niece. They're waiting for Santa to arrive.
Well, the Santa Train event's an event that White Pass and Yukon Railroad puts on to bring Santa to town to see the children, and then they give a train ride up to Clifton.
Clifton is 8.5 miles away. The train moves very slowly for the ride, so it takes about an hour round trip. Skagway historian Carl Mulvihill remembers the Santa train running as far back as 1961. The railroad was originally built for and used by gold miners in the late 1800s.
Most of them came back from their gold rush, broke with no gold, went back home, but they had a wonderful adventure.
Now, during the summer, the train takes tens of thousands of tourists on a scenic ride over White Pass, but this is the only time it's used during the winter.
Here's the train!
We're going to get the train here and we'll get in line. Yes! Good motor! Yay!
The train's crew waits outside the gift shop. Pete Griffin is the conductor and Spencer Morgan is the brakeman.
Well, we have 14 cars today, split up in two groups. 7 cars for naughty and 7 for nice.
As a matter of fact, the naughty cars are completely full right now.
They're actually divided into adult and family cars. Once every child gets a chance to talk to Santa, passengers start boarding the train, and slowly, slowly, it starts rolling. The windows are fogged up, and parents and kids wipe circles in the condensation so they can see the mountains as the train chugs along. Railroad Marketing Director Allison Haas says this is her favorite part.
I love it when Santa busts into a car and like the kids see him coming in and they're like, oh, it's Santa!
Santa!
When the ride is over, Haas says the number of passengers this year grew by more than 100 from 2013.
We had 590 people on board, which last year was a record for us at 476. So this year was huge at 590 people in 14 cars. So next year we're going to have to do something different, maybe 2 departures or something to accommodate everyone because it just grows and grows every year.
Haas says Santa is worn out by the end of the train ride, but he enjoys coming to Skagway.
He's like, this is the best feeling. He's like, I love this day. I feel full. I feel full of joy and happiness just because it's just such a fun day, everyone coming together and riding and enjoying the season.
Shannon Farr came to Skagway from Juneau with her husband and young son. It's their 3rd year riding the Santa train.
It's very magical. I mean, I feel like a little kid, you know, coming here, and it just brings back those memories of a child. So I want him to remember this forever.
Farr says they'll be back next December. Riding the Santa train has become a holiday tradition for their family. In Skagway, I'm Emily Files.